And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad, like sheep having no shepherd. Then Jesus said unto the disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35-38. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 disciples and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, wheresoever he himself would enter. Therefore Jesus said unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first of all, you are to say peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace is there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you shall enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you shall enter, and they do not receive you, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, Even the very dust of your city, which cleaves on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding be you sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Luke chapter 10 verse 112.